Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place to feed it right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Damn. Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Yeah, that's your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We going to get in here and do what we do because that's just what it is. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Neezy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star,
hey.
What's the word?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
How y'all
feeling tonight?
I'm feeling irie.
What you say, Neezy?
Just relax. Just chilling, relaxing, trying to.
You sound like you got some vibe. You sound like you straight over there vibing.
No, just relaxing, chilling for once.
For once,
just
doing
your
thing.
Yeah. Once.
All right.
Just get a little relaxing. Relaxation.
A little some.
I could do a little bit better. I need a full body massage. Shit. That's what I need, a full body
massage. Now you talking my language.
In places I didn't even know I had.
Oh, my. Hey, y'all hear that out on the line. You know, Christmas is coming up. If y'all giving out massages, you know. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. Look, we're going to go ahead and jump off into the Dollhouse announcements real quick. And we'll be right back to let them know where they do that at. So, Dollhouse announcements. Let's go. Royalty. Let's get it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
That's a lovely royalty keeping us posted. If you're just tuning in, you hear we're all talk no filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something you want to say something, hit the one, and we got you. But until then, where they do that at?
Yeah. Well, I got some more news on the G-Unit. All right, here we go. So, let's get it in. Recently, there's been a picture on Instagram, 50 Cent's son, Marquise Jackson, a.k.a. 25 Cent, as we all know. He was a little boy in the Wankster video, you know, when the G-Unit clothing was popping in the early 2000s. You know, he was the spokesman for the G-Unit Kids brand. You know, we would see him in the Before I Self-Destruct video. You know, we would all see 50 Cent, you know, rolling with him on tour. And everybody knows about the beef that they have, you know, the beef that they have, starting with 50 and his mother, Shaniqua Tompkins, his son's mother. And it spilled over to a bad relationship between him and his son. Now, we all see on social media, all the shots that they've been taking at each other, saying the most disrespectful thing. But recently, I seen something that was the most disrespectful thing I ever seen somebody do. Where they do that at? If you ever know the history of 50, or not even just the history of 50, but the history of the drug deals, the gangsters in Queens, New York, Supreme McGriff and the Supreme Team and Murder, Inc. and everything like that. If you know the history of that, you will understand how disrespectful it is. Supreme McGriff is actually a well-known OG Queens, New York gangster back in the 80s. He was a big figure. He's locked up now for life right now. But he was rumored to have got 50 shot up back in 2000, shot 9 times. It's also rumored that he actually had something to do with 50's mother dying as well. There was an Instagram picture taken by 50's oldest son, Marquise, where he took an Instagram picture with the guy who allegedly tried to murder 50. He took a picture with his son. And it's funny because Supreme McGriff's son looked just like Supreme McGriff, if you know what he looked like. And 50's son looked just like 50. So it looked like a throwback version of a picture of 50 and Supreme Team. And 50 peeped this, and on the caption, he said, if either of these little niggas got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day. Now, where did they do that at with a father and son is beefing like that to the point where the son is actually taking a picture of the son of the man who allegedly almost got him killed in the first place? That picture, that looking at that picture just make it seem like Marquise just said, you should have died in March. What y'all think of that?
I mean, my thing is, they've had this relationship and this beef has spilled over into the public eye, and it's been that way for years. My thing is, 50, and I love me some 50, but that motherfucker, that nigga bully, bro. You know what I'm saying? He bully his kid. He bullies people via social media all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if their relationship, if it can't never be mended, why the fuck y'all still playing this game? Why y'all still following each other on social media? Why are you still even fucking entertaining it? My thing is, he's hurt. So at this point, he like, blood, daddy, nigga, you just a donor. I don't give two fucks about you because you don't give two fucks about me. So I'm just to get under your skin, I got you. I'm going to take a picture with this motherfucker. What you going to do to me? What you going to say to me? I mean, if the beef is that deep, it is what it is. They've been doing it to each other for years, and it ain't going to stop no time soon. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I was over it after the whole, when I saw the whole Father's Day pic thing, and it was so pitiful. The young man, you know, he took the picture at the table and with a blank chair sitting next to him. I mean, they beef is deep. But either you going to take this nigga out the game or you just going to keep flaming him on to social media. 50 need to grow the fuck up. You have a whole empire that you need to be attended to. If you don't want to fuck with your son, don't fuck with your son. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as him taking the picture, the nigga hurt. Hurt people do hurt things to hurt other motherfuckers. Nisi, what you think about that shit?
I understand. I agree totally with what you're saying. STL, I do agree totally. You know, hurt people do hurt people. That's what they do. But the boy, you know what I mean? Just that's his mother. If it, the shit, the you know, it started out with the beef, the problems between the mother and him. Of course, her son is gonna, you know what I'm saying, always be by his mom's side. And now it's between him and his father, you know. But yeah, it shouldn't be on social media. But that's what you also expect from the youngin, from the boy.
Right.
You expect him to put it on social media. 50 shouldn't be acknowledging it. He act like he can't back down from nothing. Like, just fall back. Every fight ain't meant to fight. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you just, you know what I'm saying? But if you giving him, you know, every action sometimes, you know, causes a reaction. But this type of, you just your son and you know what I'm saying? You know he on some kid shit. Why would you fall into those, you know what I mean, into that category with him? If he ignore him, the boy ain't going to keep on posting. You know what I'm saying? He just keeping his son relevant, if you ask me. Keeping it, you know what I mean? You keeping it all relevant.
Do they even follow each other? They still following each other on social media. To me, you want a motherfucker to antagonize you. If I'm
That's what I'm saying. You
want to
keep
bickering.
If you, yeah, if you, you keep bickering back and forth with him. Mm-hmm.
I thought
everybody
this shit
did.
I thought this
but
shit did that.
But 50's childish,
down.
Too. He don't got... He ain't got to seem like he don't have anything better to do, but he got all this movie stuff and everything going on. You would think he would be focused.
Nah, 50 always got time to do some shit like that. But I thought the shit died down because I didn't hear anything anymore about it. And then, but like 50's son and him is so much alike, like it's crazy. But the fact that the son actually posted like this goes beyond just I'ma fuck with you on social media. This goes beyond than what they was doing all this time. We talking about a son who literally took a picture with the son of the man who allegedly tried to kill this man and allegedly maybe has something to do with 50's death. I mean 50's mom's death. This
yeah,
is a little bit way too much. This is more than just me. Yeah, this is more than just me posting something on Instagram to just get under your skin. Because if you look at that picture, like I didn't talk to people about the situation. That was like that's a complete disrespect. That's like, you know, that's like I said, that's like him saying maybe you should have died that time. You got shot 9 times, you know. I'm siding with the nigga that almost tried to take your life, you know. Even though the
it's
beef between
fuck you don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about you and your feelings. You don't give a fuck about me and my feelings. I'm gonna show you better than I could tell you. Fuck it. Threw the picture out there. What you gonna do? I mean, he's just showing them. They done been back and forth. What else can you do? What else can you do besides
yeah,
tell you, look, this is how much I don't give a fuck about you. The motherfucker that
like
had his body out there trying to take you out, it's a wrap.
But like you said about 50, Marquise, he didn't have to take that picture. He didn't have to post that picture. He didn't have to do all of that. Both of them are so much alike that it's crazy. You know, people saying, oh,
so you feel like he crossed
chill,
the line with them,
chill.
Flat out.
Yeah, like that's totally, that goes beyond, mm-hmm. That goes way beyond than what they was doing on Instagram. That's way beyond. Now you're going into some personal shit. Like, this guy, like, people don't really understand. When people speak on the whole 50 and the whole Supreme Griff and the 50 and Ja Rule thing. What people don't understand, this is deeper than rap. This isn't just two people just decided I'm a rapper. I don't like you. I don't like him. You know, we gonna do it like that. There's a whole history of violence behind everybody here. It's more than just hip-hop and entertainment. Lives has been lost. Attempted lives has been lost, you know. So it's like it's street beef that just so happens to turn into entertainment because of who the people who are involved are in. So, but I think that was a total line cross. If you didn't want to fuck with your dad, you ain't have to do all of that. You don't have to take the picture of the son with the son that supposedly almost got your dad killed when you was a kid, when you was a baby.
But
now, if you
want to
hurt somebody, that's the way how to hurt. But that was too much.
That was the fucking mic drop, dog. If you trip off of that, even after he did that shit, 50 still came back with a tweet like a whole different dude. Like, I'm on some PVO type shit, positive vibes. I ain't got time. Da-da-da. Now you don't have time. That really, man, that got to him. The next thing past this, in my opinion, is fucking pistol play. It don't get no deeper than that. And that's your own son. You know what I'm saying? Is it that serious? Nah, man. Lean back. You have a whole fucking empire to tend to. If you don't fuck with your son, fuck it. But it's so, just worry about the bag. Worry about the foundation of your empire. And, man, let that other shit go, dude. Quit being a bully. Somebody finally got you. And I love it. I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga need to grow up. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Because I know how the fuck I feel if somebody that was close to me that I thought was my, you know, my ace or my kid or something took a picture with a bitch that I had a fight with some years back. And that, you know what I'm saying? And just stop. The whole thing. They just need to stop. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? And that might have been the one, but we shall see. We shall see.
It's crazy.
But shit.
But there's real quick, there's I never heard this term before till recently. Trans species is somebody, you know, you have transsexual who goes to one gender to the next. You have a person who goes to one quote unquote species to the next. There's a woman by the name of Ava Timat Medusa. She's from Texas. She's a former vice president of a bank. She quit that shit because she has dreams of becoming a fucking dragon. Yes,
what?
A fucking dragon. She wants to become a fucking dragon. She made this choice after being diagnosed with HIV. So I guess this was like her wake-up call to live life how the fuck she wants to live it. She spent $60,000 on the surgery to make herself look like a dragon. And guess what? She ain't the only one. She has friends. There's a whole motherfucking community.
This a regular motherfucker.
There's a whole motherfucking community.
It's not celebrity, right?
Nah, this ain't a celebrity. This is a regular ass motherfucker.
$60,000? Are you fucking kidding me?
$60,000. She spent it, you know, on the surgery. She claims that she's a much happier person now. It took her 8 hours just on her forehead for the horns and shit. Her eyes, she got her ears removed. She got her nose reshaping.
How the fuck she here?
It's just holes. You know, it's just holes and shit. She got her teeth removed, most of her teeth removed. The whites of her eyes have been stained. Her tongue been slit in half, you know, that, you know, like
she's
a,
happier,
you know,
because people are looking
tongue.
At her and stopping and wanting to take fucking pictures. That's why she's happy. Now she feels like she's a celebrity and she's getting attention.
Right, her whole face is tattooed. Her whole face is tattooed, looking like scales and shit. And everything like that. And like I said, she ain't the only one out there. There's a whole fucking community full of them, you know. So where they do that at when you a trans species? And we talked about this before. when it was a gentleman who he didn't feel comfortable in his skin, so he wanted to be an alien, so he wanted to cut his dick off and be, you know, a non-sexless alien. This is kind of like the same thing where she wants to become a fucking dragon. Where they do that at, where they just say, fuck it, I got HIV, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to become a fucking dragon.
Y'all motherfuckers is bored. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all motherfuckers is bored. I don't see it no other way. You can't, come on, man. You spend all this time and this money doing this bullshit. It's just, Jesus Christ. I know you probably doing a bucket list kind of thing, maybe, but come on, man. Y'all just, I don't get it. If anybody out there feel like they can explain or have any rational thing to say, do anybody else out there want to spend $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 mutilating their body and slitting their tongues and all kinds of bullshit that people out here doing? That's an example of having too much money. You just got too much money. What are you doing? Why not put it into, give to a charity? Put it somewhere where to help them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. What y'all out here doing? I don't get that. I don't understand it. I'm just asking. Now, motherfuckers, to me, this shit is pure boredom. And you got a little bag. I mean, I don't even know what to say. And then, wait a minute. Stop fucking, as a people, stop giving in to these motherfuckers and even giving it names and all that other bullshit. They want to collect. That's the problem. Motherfuckers want to classify. I'm using my quote fingers. Want to classify every damn thing. Want to put everything into a box. The next new weird fad or fucked up thing that people do, motherfuckers want to, ooh, I'm going to name it Trigonal bestialiosis. You know what I'm saying? I like to fuck numbers. What is going on? What do we gotta do? I don't get it. I don't know what to say. Well, good luck. Hey, if you just want to blow some money, come over here. I'll put holes in you. Whatever you want me to do, I got you. You want me to pull some shit up off of you or wind your tail up or slit it? I got you. Pay me. I'll do it for the low. Fuck it. You ain't got it. I'll do it for the low. Just get at me. MV_STL. Let me know. I got you.
There you go. Now you know you opening the door for some of the weird ones. They could be talking about something. You got to do that blood involved.
Real shit.
I ain't playing with nobody's blood. I ain't finna fuck with your blood. I'm not finna wear it around my neck, and I ain't drinking
you
shit.
Slitting,
so don't come.
Shit. You don't
come around with blood. I'm saying, you slitting your tongue. I slit that motherfucker up for you, send you right on out the door. Thanks. I be cash in hand.
STL gonna have a personal where they do that at. She gonna be like, nah, I got one for you. I had to deal with this motherfucker yesterday. I got one for you. Hold on.
Okay, I had some shit to say. But anyway, man, we gonna have to get into a small chronic break, you know what I'm saying, pay them bills, you dig? So we gonna take a quick break, and then we gonna come back, and then we gonna find out what's going on in the hot seat. And since I'm petty, let's do 50 Cent in the club. I didn't even know it was in the player.
Yeah.
Let's go. Dow House.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move and mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the
why they saying 50 you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas should tell you I'm loco. When you playing is to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty say she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy and they ready to go.
Okay. I'm in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the ACV and they take the drugs. I'm in the habit. I got the ass to be in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it. Way more than you hate it, nigga, you mad. I trust that you be happy, I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, guys. My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. If it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. If niggas hate to let them hate, them want the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of blood. Where we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the ass to be in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the ass to be in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be.
Yeah, that was just 50 Cent in the club. I just felt like being petty, you know, messy. But anyway, if you're just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dial House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Need to say something, make sure you hit that one, and we got you. Okay, I wanted to talk about this specifically. So in when it comes to the hot seat, recently, Rihanna had a recent interview with a very prominent magazine where she, you know, let it slip that we all know about the whole Chris Brown thing. Been a long time, been some years. But after she came to the magazine and told them that, you know, they talk frequently, you know what I'm saying? Like, they straight homies like that. They flamed her on the internet. I mean, they went in. You know what I'm saying? Like, how stupid are you? How could you do that? Why is you still? We all knew she was still gonna talk to him. They probably still smashing. I mean, it's not a verified thing. Maybe, just a thought, my opinion. It's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is. But you know that they was in each other's hearts for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Even before the baby and all that. But is it okay? So we want to, is it okay if, you know, when you go, you know, 8 times out of 10, you go back to that motherfucker. Is it okay when a motherfucker whoop your ass to that magnitude for you to go back to them? And should it be any different just because she's a celebrity? People was acting like your boyfriend didn't beat your ass and you didn't go back and fuck around with him. Is it okay? Would y'all do it? Now, Nisi, I'm going to go to you first because I know you've spoken openly about being in abusive relationships. What's your opinion about that?
I don't think that going back is a wise thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel she's stupid for something like that because once an abuser, always an abuser. They don't change their stripes. You know, they just it might lay low for a little while. He get 2 or 3 bitches in between, you know, long-term relationships, and there be no abuse. But it comes back. You know, they never change. You know what I mean? And you the one that he knows, you know, he know he can whoop your ass and you going to still stick and stay. You know what I mean? To some type of magnitude, she's still in love with him. You know, even talking about they still homies, no, bitch, shit. You smart. She probably still get a little bit of that. He got some good dick from the way this sounding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm.
That's what I've heard.
That's what it's got to be, the ding-a-ling-a-ling.
It's not so easy to get dickmatized. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to get dickmatized. It happens every day. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, and being that she has to live being that she has to live a sheltered life. You know what I'm saying? Can't just get out there. Everybody got it. Anybody she really deal with gonna have to be somebody in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Because other motherfuckers gonna find it to be jealousy. You know, you can't just bring an outside motherfucker just into this world. You know what I'm saying? You really can't. You know, so she probably, you know, she done dated a few people and still ain't been happy and still keep going back to him. But stupid. Stupid gonna bust your head open this time to the white meat.
Should he bust that motherfucker open? Well, I ain't gonna say
take
the
eyeball
first time
out.
Cause
but we don't even know when it was the first time. That's the truth.
Right.
The truth is we don't know. It just took for that to be something to everybody. You know what I mean? It wasn't happening in the house. They were still in public, although they were in a vehicle. You understand what I'm saying? But obviously, he had been putting her hands on her way before that, because that didn't just occur. They was putting their hands on each other. Let's put it like that. On each other. You know, they had been beefing like that. Maybe that's some shit she realized she liked. I don't know.
As far as the some of the comments were so unnerving. You know what I'm saying? I know it might be stupid that they talk, and at the end of the day, I think it's past talking. I don't think it's hey Riri, how you doing? I know you on tour. I just don't believe it's that kind of conversation. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is the comments, the what people were saying about, oh well, if you do talk to him, you deserve it. Nobody deserves to get their ass.
Nobody deserves
to
be hurt
back,
like that.
Nobody deserves to get their ass whooped. So a lot of y'all motherfuckers that was out there talking and on social media, some of the comments was unwarranted, because this was your mother, auntie, your sister, so on so forth. You'll be singing a whole different tune. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think people are so vengeful, especially when it comes to celebrity issues, and they go in so
people
so
don't
hard
realize
on them,
that celebrities are, they don't realize, I'm sorry to cut you off, they don't realize that they're people too. They don't realize that celebrities are people too. All type of celebrities, they're people too. Human feelings, human nature, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's a woman and he's a man at the end of the day. It doesn't make what he did, what he or she did, right. You know what I'm saying? But they're human. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers think just because you have a little clout, you in the eye, people know who you are. You know what I'm saying? That you're not human. You know what I mean? Like, you can't put us to, you know, put people like that on a pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Okay, granted, you got them. They all, listen, they just known better. They know a lot more people know them than knowing you. And they got way more money than you have. They're still just like you. They're still human, just like the next motherfucker. They still human, like that motherfucker laying on the curb in a box, sleeping outside. Still as human as him. That man that's sleeping in that box outside has feelings, just like, you know, you just like she do. You know, just as human. And we go and people, everybody go through things. You know, shit. More money, more problems. You think you got less money, you don't have problems. Shit. They got more money and more problems.
You could just
buy
better fucking makeup to cover that shit up.
But
knowing you
don't
walk
the red
carpet and had a whole black eye.
Yeah. But you know what? The makeup don't cover up the problem. They still go right back. The problem still exists. You know what I'm saying?
So, real quick, I think we got a caller that want to chime in on this. So, we're going to hit the phone line and see what's going on. 904, you're live with All Talk No Filter. Can you hear us?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You live. Did you want to chime in about that? You know what I'm saying, about the situation, or did you have to hit it by accident?
Yeah, I was gonna talk about the 50 Cent thing.
Okay, what you got?
Yeah, I just was saying, that's he right. That's messed up for him to do that, you know, for him to take a picture with somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that he know he ain't like, just to, you know what I'm saying, just to get money. I agree with y'all on that. That's kind of shady, though.
You don't think that
they, people
that,
do
you
that.
Don't, you just think.
What's up?
No, I was just saying, so you just think to you, in your eyes, he just went too far because of the circumstances. I mean, but they have hurt each other back and forth so much. He has basically told his son without saying, I don't fucking care about you, nigga. I don't care. So he did, in my opinion, what he had to do was to ultimately drop the mic. Fuck you. This how I feel about you. I remember back in the day, I used to love the fact that every video, here come his son. And they looking just alike. That's the question every day that this young man get up and he got to look in the mirror and see that he look just like a man who openly in public acts like he despised him. And I guess that's just how he reacted to it. But
yeah,
you said your opinion,
saying.
That was too much.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Definitely.
But you know what, the issue actually comes from between the mother and the father. You know, even though Marquise is trying to stick up for his mother, you know, his mom should have said, you know, even though me and your father is having some issues, even though, you know, he's saying some disrespectful things to me, because she said some disrespectful things to and everything, but the issue was with the mother and father. The child should have never got involved anyway. There's a lot of times where when I was a kid, and you know, there was some grimy things that my mom would have say about my father, and I would go back to my father and be like, yo, you know, she's crazy for saying this, and my father would be like, wait a minute, that's still your mom. You still gotta respect it. You still gotta. This ain't your fight. This is between me and them. And the fact that they put Marquise in the middle of it, he has no choice but to react to, you know, how he's doing. But even still, as many times you can say that you don't care about a motherfucker on public and on social media and everything like that, like STL said, that was the biggest fuck you to 50, is to take a picture with the son's man. This isn't the man, actually. This is the son of the man that allegedly put a hit out on 50 back in 2000 when he got shot 9 times. This is deeper than that. This is way deeper than that. We talk about a man who almost made you fatherless, and you going to sit there and take a picture with that man's son.
Yeah, so, that's messed up. And you know, they probably was just doing it for money too. That's what makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, he done them, like y'all was saying, he on them videos and stuff with 50 and stuff, but then you going to come back and try to make more money, you know what I'm saying? You going to try to make more of a mockery of yourself by hating on him, you know? Like, that's what makes it
right.
Bad.
Right, because Marquise, yeah, because I follow Marquise on Instagram, and ever since the, you know, the old G-Unit days, you know, I followed him and everything like that. You know, he's been in a lot of stuff. A lot of people, when they comment and they say things about 50 and his son, and they call 50 a deadbeat dad, well, I'm like, well, 50 was never a deadbeat dad, because if you actually follow, he was there all the way in the beginning. Yeah, he always had his baby. The issue, he didn't start having an issue with his son until when his son got of age, like when he graduated from high school and went to college. That's when it really started, is when he actually was grown. But if you look at from the Wanksta video back in 2003, he was with him, the G-Unit clothing, he was on tour. I got a mixtape in the car when he was dissing the whole Murder, Inc., and he was like, where my little nigga at? He had Marquise, 5 years old, with a bulletproof vest on. So I was like, so we always rock with his son early on in the game. It's just, when, you know, even if you listen to some of his music, he was like, you know, I don't know why, but my father and my mom's personality collide. You know, he been saying this on his songs, how he has issues with his baby's mother, but his son gets caught in the middle one, because when you have a child who stays with one parent more than the other, that parent has more of an influence on the other one. So a lot of the issues that he's having is also the issues that his mom is having too. His mom plays a lot of part in that, you know. So it's just crazy on that.
Did she come out and say, did she do any interviews? What is she saying? Has she spoke out? I mean, has she said I just stay out of this. You know what I'm saying? What is her?
Nah, she hasn't. She hasn't. She hasn't. She hasn't really said anything because, you know, because she's like Mama Bear, you know. So anything 50
that
has
to
say.
That makes her look like she's stirring shit to me. Like
that's what it is.
And be like, yeah, that old man. Come on, man.
And that's what it is.
She likes this to me. So you like this shit? You like this shit?
So here, I'll even take it a step further. There was an interview, like a little snippet video on thisis50.com, where 50 was on the radio live, and his baby mama called him. And he was like, I got more issues with my son's mother here. And she was like, you know, she was on the radio and they was talking about how Marquise asked his dad for 100 pairs of tennis shoes because he had 50. Now, the school that he was going to, one of his peers, his father bought him 100 pairs of sneakers. And his father was like a well-off doctor. So his mom was like, well, since that boy got 50 pairs of sneakers, Marquise should have 100 pair because you're on the Forbes list. You got the money. And 50 was like, so you mean to tell me because I got it, Marquise has to have 50 pairs of shoes or 100 pairs of shoes just because his pair has 100 pair of shoes. How come you can't become a responsible parent and teach this boy the value of a dollar rather than coming to daddy to give it to him just because I have it?
Well,
there's little
on.
Stuff
that,
like
that. Why don't daddy
there's
just
little stuff
to the
like
son
that.
And be like, as a man, as your father, I'm going to teach you how to be the man that your ass need to be out here in white America.
Right. And this is the stuff that people don't get when people talk about the whole 50 situation. But look at the mom, too. The mom has fault, too, because she's hurting, too. Of course, she's hurting, too. But she's not trying to tell Marquise, yo, maybe you need to lay off or ignore your father and everything like that. She seems to be right in the middle of it. Now this shit happened. She stepped back and now she let 50 and Marquise have it out.
Nah, and she her ass is hella wrong for that. She needs to speak up for that. But look here, we gotta go ahead and keep it pushing forward. We really appreciate you calling. You damn near was another co-host up in this camp. We really appreciate you for rocking with us. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for chiming in. We hear every Sunday. We appreciate you for calling in. Thank you very much. Stay on the line if you want to keep on listening. Thank you.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and get into a quick break, and we'll come back. And everybody want to know what Honey Dip thinking, so we're going to get off into them Honey Dip thoughts. Let's get some Raphael. Stay lit. Let's go. Dow House.
Woo! Leaning to the left side. Leaning to the right. Mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this, oh my God, there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cut one. I got problems big enough to break the realest niggas.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
Yeah, if you're just now tuning in, you heard All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. That was that Raphael, Stay Lit. And again, shout out to that caller. We love y'all for calling in, chiming in, taking the interest. We love that.
Yeah.
So, on to them honey dip stuff. Everybody want to know what honey dip thinking.
You killed me with that. But anyway, I don't know. Everybody wants to know what honey dip's thinking. They don't
of
care about what
do.
I'm thinking.
We want to
know.
Been
going. I don't know. It's been a pretty cool week. You know what I'm saying? I'm just focusing and staying on my grind. But for one thing, before I get into what I'm thinking and what's been really bothering me a little bit this past week, I am again a nominee for an award. AVN again.
Woo-hoo!
I don't know
who's
voting because this time around, this the pre-nominations I was not prepared for.
You heard me.
Thank you. The pre-nominations I was not actually prepared for. I didn't even know about it. So now it's in the – I didn't know anything that it was going on. I hadn't even took a thought in it because I've been so much on my own shit, you know, doing what I need to do at home, you know what I'm saying, working and, you know, just trying to work towards the next level of my life. And so I really haven't been just on the award show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going regardless to AVN, but I wasn't focused on the award show. So now that it is the actual, you know what I'm saying, nominations, and it's not the pre-nominations, it's the actual nomination. So I am promoting that, and you can vote up to 5 times a day. So I'm looking for those votes to get in. I don't know if people understand how hard it is for a black woman to be to receive an award and excuse me for saying it like this, but in a, you know what I'm saying, a predominantly white business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't usually, I myself have never seen a black girl or a black woman, whatever, being rewarded just for herself, you know, just a black woman. You know what I mean? Usually from what my experience is, and I'm only speaking from my experience, not from anyone else who's been in the industry and know anything. Everyone that I know who is a black or brown person, they, when they're nominated for something, it is as a whole movie, or the whole movie won. You know what I'm saying? But as a single black woman, especially a black BBW, I myself have never seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
A black woman. So
round
it's
of applause,
really hard.
Man. Hold up. Round of applause. We.
I mean, they.
Yeah.
You
have.
They
you
tell
fail.
Me to be happy. They tell me to be happy. But of course, like anybody, you know, we want it now. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be the first one to finally make that change. But, you know, that organization, I don't know if even if I was pick to be that one, who knows, they probably wouldn't pick us anyway. You know what I'm saying? But they tell me to be happy to just be a nominee. I'm tired of being second guess. I won't be it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be it. But it is what it is, so I would appreciate, and I thank you in advance for those who have already started voting. You can vote up to 5 times a day. It is on my social medias. You know what I mean? It's there. Click on it. You have to register, then vote. You know, that's the other thing. A lot of people don't want to register. It's not that hard. All you have to do is click on it when it says register. You get on the site, you register. When you register, you have to put your basic information. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to send no ID and none of that kind of shit. You just need an email. You know what I'm saying? Email address. The reason that they do that is so that they can count the votes. You know, it has to be tallied. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, they it's checked. They allow you 5 times. So just
it's more secure.
Do
than
what
the
you
election.
Gotta do to help a motherfucker.
Did I say that?
Help a nigga. Help her out. You know what I'm saying? Get a bitch where she need to get. You know, and it's crazy because, like I said, I don't know who did the pre-nominations, but it lets me know that it's, I don't know, according to my manager, he told me that the pre-nominations is decided by the AVN. You know what I mean? It's crazy because I had shot with someone, a company out of New York City, and I had did a scene and a fetish scene. You know what I mean? I did a sexual scene and a fetish scene, and he released that. He released them separate. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of crazy how somebody saw that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody saw it. That's for those
watching.
Who keep saying, that's for those who say I shouldn't be nominated. You bitches. You that say I shouldn't be nominated. You know, that's always hating. You know what I'm saying? That's always hating. I wouldn't give a fuck if I shoot. And obviously it works. If I shoot one scene a motherfucking year, it's doing something.
She is
somebody
star, y'all.
Paying
poor
attention.
Star. What y'all thought? This ain't no game.
I ain't have to just be out here shooting 100. Not taking away from the girls who was working extra hard. You know what I'm saying? The girls who are working extra hard. But a lot of the girls who are shooting 100 scenes, I still have my struggles too, but some of them shooting 100 scenes and you traveling all over the fucking world and you making pennies. I mean, let's think about it. I'm working a regular job as well. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not on top of the motherfucking mountain, but my bills, I'm paying my bills. You know what I'm saying? I'm working towards making sure my home is okay. That's what's most important, is making sure home is okay first. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nowhere to fucking live and you got to go shack up with this person and that person and live and go from person house to person house and you spend more money in traveling, you know what I'm saying? It's a prop to me. I think that's the stupidity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I refuse to be homeless. I've been in my house for 17 motherfucking years. And listen, when I move out this motherfucker, God willing, it be to leave to move into another state in another home. That will be my home, not someone else's home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, you know, but I had to put that out there, you know. Since people complain that since folks are complaining the fact that I'm not shooting 100 scenes this past year. I don't have to. Obviously, the one or two that I did this past year got somebody's attention in AVN.
That way,
in order to put me on that list. But anyways, now let's keep their attention and get them goddamn votes in, please. Love y'all. But anyway, okay, back to everything else. So I don't know. At my job, I've been having this issue, and I've had this issue once before. I did speak about it, you know what I'm saying, a few months ago or whatever. And I don't like bullies. You know, I was thinking about this, you know, what I was going to tell y'all about the bully situation when you were talking about 50 Cent and about him being such a bully online. You know what I mean? And I just have a real bad problem with bullies. Even when I don't have anything to do with the situation and I see other people going through it, you know what I'm saying? That shit bothers me. You know, I'm just saying for an example, I've seen a woman at my, it's a bitch at my job that I've been wanting to fuck her up for the longest. You know what I'm saying? I've already told her, bitch, you got one motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? And everybody knows I don't like her. You know what I'm saying? The bitch is, she's a police type bitch. I already know if and when that day come, I might as well just not even wait for them to call the police. Just walk to the police station right across the street from my job. I might as well walk right over there. You know what I'm saying? And just go ahead because I know they ain't even got to come get me. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But you know what I'm saying? There's an Arabian woman that works at my job, and there's this black girl, black woman that works at my job. And the black woman confronted the Arabian woman, you know, and the task that they had to do, the job that the black girl just assumed that everything is for her to do. You know what I'm saying? And the Arabian woman went to go grab some of the things and tried to do the job also. The job is there for everyone to get involved. When one thing, one part of your job is done, you go over and you handle the other stuff. You know, so the black girl goes over to the Arabian woman and snatches the stuff from her. And I didn't hear it, but I saw it. And I seen how the Arabian woman, you know how, like, you throw your hands up when you're getting arrested, put your hands up. That's how the Arabian woman just threw her hands up, as in I could see the fright in her face. You know, and once again, I got to say, I didn't hear what was said, but I could see the black girl with her face all crunched up and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then snatched the materials from the Arabian woman. I instantly got mad as hell. So when the black girl walked away and she looked back, I was headed right over to the Arabian girl. And I was like, what did this bitch say to you? Yes, I said, "What, you know, if you know me, you know how I talk. That ain't going to change because I'm at work. What did this bitch say to you? She told me that she was told that she's a floater and that it's this job is only for her. And so, of course, before I go off, because once again, it wasn't my fight to fight, but I seen the bullying from the same bitch again. You know what I'm saying? So I went and I talked to a supervisor. You know, and I asked them politely, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be nice because, you know, I don't want to, you know, like go the fuck off yet. I'm asking him, was this job meant just for her? And he was like, no, it's for everyone. We're hoping that you guys understand to do the same thing you've been doing every day. When the other things are done, go and, you know, do that task or whatever, handle that business. You know what I mean? Take care of the other stuff you need to do. So he was like, why? Did someone say something? I said, well, you already know. Ain't nobody up in here going to say nothing to me. It's going to be a problem. So he started laughing because he knows it's true. I give them fucking hell. You're goddamn right. I sure do. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't allow people to talk to me any fucking way you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I do my job. I handle my business. I take care of what I need to take care of. But I'm not going to be disrespected in any way, shape, or form by nobody. You know what I'm saying? And you live to walk away and say you did it, not going to happen. I'm going to drag you real good. So, you know, he asked me why. Well, after he asked me, was someone say something to me? And then I went into detail and everything and let him know what I saw. And he was like, oh, no, not her. She wasn't messing. She was messing with the Arabian lady. That's one of our highest people. You know, like the Arabian lady, she does. She pulls numbers in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She works hard as hell. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, I'll handle it. So, you know, I was furious. This was like 3-4 days ago. I've been mad every time I see the bitch again. Not the Arabian lady, but the black bitch. Every time I see this bitch, it makes me mad. I just want to beat the shit out of her just because that bullying shit. When this is how I first met the bitch. She was a bully then. You know what I'm saying? She was bullying younger girls. You know, but I pray every day. I believe in God and all of that. But she's one of the ones. She's a person that goes to church on a regular, from what I understand. But she goes to church for a beauty pageant. You know what I'm saying?
But
you're the devil. I keep telling motherfuckers that bitch is the devil. This bitch won't even look me in my face. You know what I'm saying? From day one, every time this bitch, when I see her, and I'm sorry I'm petty like this, but I purposely stand in the middle of the floor. She got to walk past me, and I stare at her while she walks. That bitch won't even cut her eye my way. I do it on fucking purpose. I sure do. Because I want her to look at me. I want her, like, I don't like the bitch. I intimidate you that motherfucking much. You goddamn right. She even got her little friends. She tried to keep her friends from, you know, the people that I guess she, you know, got hired or whatever. Try to keep them from speaking to me. But then when they get a chance, every time they get a chance, they'd be like, hi, Niecy, how you feeling today? Hi, you know, have you been here all day? You know what I'm saying? They're,
well, that's
and then they'd be looking around
too.
To see if she's looking.
You don't speak to me when your friend around. Don't speak to me now.
That's what I'm saying. I'd just be looking at them. But you know what? I'd be like, I'm fine. Now I see it. Before I didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? But I caught it yesterday. You know what I mean? And the little bitch, her little friend, you know, she's a sweet girl. She keeps trying. She's trying. But I think she's still caught up. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about any one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I see what's going on. But they, like I said, they know not to come at me in any wrong way because I'm going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? I've been just on people, you know, my people are just trying to stay, you know what I'm saying, stay calm. But I know I'm going to reach out and touch somebody eventually.
Well, once you said something to the supervisors, let them deal with that bullshit, man. Fuck that. That'd be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you say none of me good, but you know the devils is everywhere.
The devil be
everywhere.
Especially when you winning, that's when the devil really be working, man. But look, it's about that time, man. We about to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? We'll be here same bad time next week, same bad channel. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get at us. We down for you. Honey Dip, go ahead and tell them how to reach out and touch you, Ma.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Remember to get those votes in every day, at least 5 times a day. You know what I'm saying? Votes are open until the 22nd or the 25th of January. So please vote every day. Mm-hmm. Not every once a week. Every day. Up to 5 times a day. All you got to do is scan down. Go register, scan down. Again, Niecy Honey Dip, Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, Dip with 1 G. You know, XXX@yahoo.com is the email. All bookings for any type of bookings at Ralph_Cherry@hotmail.com. And Niecy Honey Dip on all social media. Website, Niecy Honey Dip, XXX.com.
She working, hey?
Yeah. Working, baby. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Rap Star, aka Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on my regular page, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412, and you know what it is, man.
That's what's up. Hey, we appreciate y'all. We're going to go and get up out of here. We be back next week. We're going to rock up out of here with that Cardi B money. Let's get the bag. Let's go.
House. Money.
Look, my bitch is all bad. My niggas all real. I ride in Zik and some big tall heels. Big fat checks. Big large bills. Run out flip like 10 car wheels. Cold ass bitch. I give raw chills. Send it for looks and my lips so kill. I kiss them in the mouth. I feel all grills. Heat in the car. That's smoke on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex. Yeah. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets. I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really want to see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the roof. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bow. Shake a little ass.
Money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast. You get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the roof. I got bands in the coop. Bustin' out the roof. I gotta fly. I need a jet. Shit. I need room for my legs. I got a baby. I need some money. Shit. I need cheese for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Grim brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop. Shit. I did go pop. Pop. That's me busting that bubble. I'm Dasani with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. If she find her, she fake. Clock. Damn. Fucking past the mirror. Ooh. Let a bitch try me, boom, hammer time, I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck, I like boarding jets, I like morning sex, but nothing in this world that I like more than checks,
money,
all I really wanna see is the
money,
I don't really need a D, I need the
money,
all a bad bitch need is the
money,
I got pants in the coop, busting out the roof, I got pants in the coop, touch me, I'll shoot, bow, shake a little ass,
money.
You get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash.
Money.
You shake it real fast. You get a little more.
Money.
I got pants in the coop. Bustin' out the coop. I got pants in the coop. Touch me, I'll shoot. Bitch, oh, pop.
papa, your pop. Big pop, papa, whoever. You know who pops the most shit? The people who shit not together. You live at cardio free. All my pajamas is leather. Bitch, I will back on your ass. Wakanda forever. Sweet like a honey bun, spit like a crummy gun. Roll your one in one. Come get your mommy some cardio. Yep, tip top, bitch. Kiss the ring and kick rocks, sis. Jump it down, back it up. Ooh, ayy. Make that nigga put down 2K. I like my niggas dark like Deuce. He gonna eat this ass like soup. I was born to flex. Diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like more than sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than culture. What I really want to see is the money. I don't really need
I'll talk no filter. Dollhouse Radio.